It's here and now. Lots going on across the country today. We want to check in Texas, where the Coast Guard is hoping to reopen part of the shipping channel that connects Galveston Bay and the Gulf of Mexico sometime today. The Houston ship channel was closed Saturday after that collision between a cargo ship and a barge carrying nearly 1 million gallons of oil, heavy fuel washing onshore into the Gulf of Mexico. Dave Failing is energy and environment reporter with the Here and Now contributing station KUHF in Houston. Dave, we know cleanup crews working hard. What's the latest?
Well, the good news is they've been able to secure the barge. They've got it back in a harbor, so it's not going to leak anymore. But now, of course, the cleanup of this 170,000 gallons of this heavy bottom-of-the-barrel fuel oil that was in the barge. They use the barges to transport the oil around in areas like this where you have to put it into the ships because that's what powers the ships. Right now, they've got 69,000 feet of containment boom along the shores already deployed. They have almost 200,000 more feet waiting, staged in case they need it. And it's a big question now, of course, as to where exactly the oil will continue to go because the plume is still out there in the Gulf.
What's been the impact on shipping?
Shut down in the Houston Ship Channel, which is one of the biggest ports in the United States. We're the petrochemical refinery and capital of the Gulf Coast here. A lot of chemicals, a lot of gasoline, oil, plus everything else you would assume that go on ships. New cars, coffee, you name it. 40 ships waiting to go out, 40 ships waiting to come in, and they're all just sitting there right now. They're hoping to get it partially open, the ship channel, sometime later today. They've already let a couple of the cruise ships that have been sitting out in the bay waiting to come in full of passengers. So they did allow those in late yesterday. But otherwise, right now, they're hoping to get some ships to go in and out of the ship channel sometime later.
Anyway, so ferry service there shut down too. How are people there briefly? How are they taking this in?
It's something that's not uncommon because this has happened, it actually used to happen a lot more often than it does now, where you have various reasons for oil leaks, fuel leaks out in the Gulf from collisions and other accidents. The big concern is besides the shipping industry, is the seafood industry, both just recreationally as well as the commercial seafood industry here on the Gulf Coast.
Well, hope's not hit too hard. Dave Failing of KUHF there in Houston, Texas. Thank you so much.
Sure thing.